Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. It was a beautiful day yesterday to return to.
You said it was a little roly-poly by a five-finger?
Yeah, out on the ferry. Mm-hmm. But other than that, smooth sailing.
That's good. Did you go through Sitka?
Yes, actually.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But it was
just
beautiful.
A dawn early morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we're doing Tradio.
We are obviously on Tradio.
And we already have a couple callers. Should we jump into it?
Yes, please.
Okay. And just a heads up, folks, if you are calling in, it's just Julie and I on the phone. So when you call in, we'll put you on. And then as soon as we do pick you up, you'll just have to say hello and hope that it's you on the air.
You can always say, is that me? Because that's what everyone says.
Okay.
That's okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Caller on line one, or the first one.
You're I think on it's the air. John.
Oh, let's hear.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Okay. I'll get to it. I need a topper for the bed of my truck, 5 foot wide, 6 feet long. And if anyone has one, please give me a call at 907-772-3677 after 11 today.
Okay. And it's a topper for your truck?
Yeah, for the the bed of the truck.
Okay.
5 foot wide by about 6 foot long.
Okay.
It's for a Nissan Frontier.
Okay. So a truck topper, 5 foot wide, 6 feet long, and it's 3677 after 11?
Yes.
Sounds good.
I got to go for a walk. I'm getting old. I need my exercise.
Okay. Well, enjoy and don't slip.
Okay. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, John.
Bye. All right. Well, we've got another caller. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello?
That's you.
Okay. Hi, this is Hillary Wood from Fish and Game calling one more time to let everybody know that on this Sunday, the 29th, we're doing a basic hunter ed field day out at the gun range starting at 10 o'clock. And it's open to kids and adults. And people would have to complete a online coursework before field day.
Right.
If they do that and pass the test and everything, then they can come participate. And it's each practice safe gun handling, and we do some practice shooting, and we tromp around out in the muskeg a little bit, and then finish with a proficiency test that will get you your basic hunter's ed certification. So if people are planning on participating, if they could give me a call to just, even if they're not done with the coursework, so I just kind of know who might be coming, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
My number is 907-772-3801.
And it's Sunday?
I'm not going to answer any questions. Yeah, it's Sunday is field day. Yep. And I can answer any questions about what they should bring or how they should dress and all that kind of stuff, or what the class is about when they give me a call.
Okay, and I just got an email from you saying the gun range will be closed to the public that day. Is that
correct,
from 9 to 5?
Yeah, because we go set up and then break down after that, so before the class. So 9 to 5, the gun range will be closed for this field day, but the class actually starts at 10.
Oh, the class is at 10, okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So we close it down early so we can go set it all up.
Right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks
for calling, Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. And we have one more caller on the phones. Can you hear us? Oh, sorry. Let me do that again. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Joyce.
Oh, it's Joyce. Joyce is sick this week, so I wanted to get my phone call in before I lay down.
Okay.
I'm calling for bingo, and we're not having a snack. We are having a meal.
Oh, okay.
We are going to have beef stroganoff with egg noodles, rolls, and if I get better and feel like it, I am making individual mini apple pies.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
So bingo starts at, doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30, and we have a good time.
Okay. So, Sons of Norway Hall upstairs, right?
Yes, Sons of Norway, and we have a chair that goes up and comes down. And, yeah, it's Friday night.
Sounds good. I hope you feel better.
I hope so, too, because I want to go. I'm missing all my activities this week.
Aww.
Tai Chi and bingo size.
I thought of you when I read that bingo size, because you said you liked that.
Oh, yes. It's very fun.
Yeah.
And you win little prizes, and you do a little exercise, and Tai Chi is very nice, too. It's exercise, and you move slower. But I'm not going to any of those this week.
Well, so, you get guys. Better.
Thank you. I'll call you on Friday.
Okay, bye-bye. Sounds good. Hope you're better by then.
Bye, Joyce.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we do have another caller. You are on the air.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Jean, and I'm calling about the Petersburg Lutheran Church annual basement bake sale books and soup bread sale.
Ooh, boy.
It's mark your calendars, everybody. It's going to be April 18th,
mm-hmm.
Saturday from 10 to 2. And there's a bit of a change. There's new management, so the drop-off times start 2 weeks before the event. So the drop-off times are Monday, April 6th through Friday, April 10th, just from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, April 11th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking, please do not drop off anything outside of those days or hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so only then. And at the basement of the church, is that where you want stuff dropped off, or Holy Cross House?
Yes. Yeah, that'll work. Anyway, and all the proceeds support community programs through the Lutheran Church.
Right.
So there'll be more information coming out as the date gets closer, but I just want to give people a heads up because they're asking when it's going to happen.
Well, I have an announcement for it, but it's been so busy in March, I haven't had a chance to read that one. So, I've got that information, and we will make sure that that gets read so people know they can drop stuff off. And you're taking everything like clothes, toys, kitchen stuff, plants.
Yeah, gladly accept kitchen items, clothing, accessories, jewelry, vintage and collectible items, toys and games, plants, books, electronics, small pieces of furniture. Small.
Okay.
That small pieces of furniture.
Small.
No sofas or big items like that.
Right.
Okay. And can you donate plants?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I know there's plants there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they always have plants, so that'll be full, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that sounds good. So anyway, thank you for letting me advertise this. And I have it on Facebook.
That's where I saw it.
I have some signs around town. So, and Iona Ward is heading it up. So if there's any questions, call her at 907-531-80. Oh, I'm sorry, that's your
number.
That's us. I got another.
She has the same number.
Iona, 907, sorry. 518-1425.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on sticky note.
Okay, well, thank you. And, it's a lot of fun. I've never seen a yard sale or a sale like that where people lined up an hour in advance. But they do for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really, I've gotten good things there.
Oh, yeah. So the main part's in the church basement, but the Holy Cross House has the soup and homemade bread, and they have a bake sale, and the book sale is over in the Holy Cross House.
Oh, I see.
All right, that's where the books are. Yeah. Okay, so, Jean, that's great. Thank you for bringing this up.
Okay, prepare ye, get ready.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Jean.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I will be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have another caller on, can you hear us? Can we hear you?
Yep, I hear.
Oh, yeah, that's you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Good. Well, good morning, Isaiah, and good morning, Julie.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. I have two hats on today. I have the Pioneer Tea hat on today, which will be on April 11th
mm-hmm.
at the Holy Cross House, mm-hmm. and from 1 to 3... Tickets are available for sale now at Lee's Clothing. It's $20 per person. And the same old story, you know, it's going to have beautifully decorated tables, wonderful food, lots of different types of tea, both regular tea and herbal teas, and interesting teapots always. And it's for helping to assist two high school seniors with a little bit of money for college. And it's the one fundraiser the Pioneer women do in the year. It's the only fundraiser. So we're hoping people turn out and help support the kids and the scholarship program. There'll be live music from Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronlin. There'll be tickling the ivories, and I'll be plunking a violin or something and make everybody feel like they're special.
It's always a lovely event.
Yeah, and it also gives the Pioneer women a chance to try out new fancy finger food and that kind of stuff, too.
Ooh, so, right. That sounds compelling. So treat food.
And then it's savories and sweets, so that's kind of a mix.
Okay.
And you can dress up, you can wear a fancy hat, you can get out your fingertip gloves, whatever you want to do, and come and enjoy yourself for a couple hours.
So fancy hats encouraged, would you say?
I would say I don't own any, but other than full-on ski hats, but some people might.
Sally, really?
You wear so many hats every time you call.
I can't believe that you only have pull-on ski hats with all the hats you wear. You don't have a flowered hat.
I feel kind of bad. I feel sort of bad. Oh, I do have one gardening hat, but I've never worn it. Al bought it for me.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Okay,
anyway, my other hat on now.
Okay.
My rose modeling hat today.
Okay.
We have a teacher coming up in April. She'll be here the 20th of April. Classes start the 21st and run at the Tuesday and run through Saturday. The classes are open to anyone in the community. If you've got a little bit of painting experience, the first 3 days will probably work best for you. We do have a beginner class scheduled for Saturday, the 25th. And we have the wood in and available. Classes run $50 a day per person. We also have Friday, the 24th, will be our catch-up day. So if you haven't finished the prior 3 days, you can work on them there and just kind of have open time. And that is a free day.
And that's a free day. Okay.
And
where is this happening?
Yeah. Happening upstairs at the Sons of Norway in the Bingo Land.
Okay.
And the Mullerers are providing the paint and also lunch each day.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing a meet and greet the evening of the 20th, which is Monday, to meet the teacher and see the setup and see her samples. And we will be providing a little cookie coffee kind of thing during that time. And she is bringing a 45-minute video describing a grant she got during COVID to paint a 4x8 piece of rose mulling. 4-foot by 8-foot piece.
Oh, wow.
And she will talk about it, and you can ask questions, and you can talk to her and meet her. She's from Eugene, Oregon. I've known her for many years. I have a lot of her work here at my house, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. The style we'll be painting with all four of the projects is the Oos style from south of Bergen. And very interesting wood pieces. We're not just doing a bunch of plates.
Oh.
That they're not doing any plates.
Wow. Huh. And what time is the meet and greet on the 20th?
We haven't really determined that. It's probably, I'd say, 6 o'clock. I'm not sure, though, if we're going to do it earlier or later. I'd like people
to be
able to come that maybe are working. But as it gets closer and we get our plans more etched in cement, we'll be bringing it to people. We do have posters up around downtown. We've got six of them getting put up today, I believe, and I've got six more in my car to put up.
Oh, boy.
Beautiful posters done by our buddy Kelsey.
Okay.
She's one of our painters. We do have, you know, 16 painters here in town, so.
And the meet and greet
is going to be fun.
Upstairs at the Suns again, too, the meet and greet?
Yeah, it'll be upstairs, and Doug Biggers will interface with her laptop and put it on the bingo big screen, and so people can watch that, or they can visit, or they can pull a chair up, kind of do what they want. And I've sent an invitation to the Sons of Norway members, since it's our building, we'd like to have our members come and do some fun stuff with us.
Okay, and where else would you sign up for this class?
You can call me or Polly, and that's all on the posters.
Yes.
But Polly is at 518-0866, and I am at 518-0601.
Okay, excellent. Okay, sounds good. I hope you drop one of those beautiful posters up here.
Yes.
I'm going to email you guys one.
Okay.
That's even better.
Excellent.
Is that okay?
Save paper.
No, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. Yes. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Look forward to this morning.
Okay. Well, I will. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you very much, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So it looks like our callers have dried up for the moment. But if you're listening and you still want to call in for something to buy, sell, or trade, or an event's coming up, you can still catch us. Our number 907-531-8049. So one thing I was hoping we would hear about is I believe there's a science series tonight at 6:30.
Yes, indeed. Heather Bauscher will be speaking about fish and game regulation and subsistence board and how you can influence either one of those things. And that's at 6:30 tonight.
At the public library.
Yes, in the common room there, the community room. And so there have been a lot of science series lately. Sunny's been busy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
expanding our horizons.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tonight.
And the other thing I wanted to say is an open mic night.
Yes, at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be on Friday night, starting, I think, the doors open at 6:30. If you bring a snack to share, the $5 fee is waived. All musicians are welcome to perform, and they'll start at 7, go to about 9 at the museum, which is right across from the hospital there on Fram Street, 203 Fram Street?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to sign up, you can, 772-3598, or stop by the museum.
Yeah.
And when you stop by the museum, you can see the last few days of the Sing Lee, the Man, the Murder, and the Mystery display that's up at the museum. It's really compelling. They put a lot of work into it.
I haven't seen it yet, but I need to do that before the end of the month.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes.
Because it's intriguing, and it brings up all kinds of other questions about the time and what life was like in Petersburg. I just imagine how dark it was without electricity.
Oh, you know, I can't imagine.
The gas lamps and stuff. A few people had it, but, you know, it's just, it's a little view into our town at a very different time. So, and then of course the whole mystery. So they've worked hard, Anne and Sarah both have on that display. So that's happening too.
Mm-hmm.
Busy town.
I know. Busy, busy.
Should I start a rundown?
Yes, please.
Oh, I do want to say one thing about Rotary Roses though.
Oh, yeah.
Because that they're going to be delivered on Saturday. So you can still order a dozen roses for $30 delivered, and you can order them online at petersburgrotary.org. And all different colors, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's coming up
on Saturday.
I mean,
I hope they have red, but we can only
They usually have red.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the default.
Right.
But they might have other colors, too. But anyway, you can order online. And John's looking for a pickup truck topper for the bed of his truck, 5 foot wide, 6 feet long. And if you see that you have one that you can let him have or sell or whatever, call him after 11 o'clock this morning. He's going for a walk right now. 907-772-3677. He is looking for a pickup truck topper. Hillary called about the basic hunter education class. What happened?
Try again.
Okay. I can't hear myself.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I think, would you mind switching one of the microphones?
No, how about if I go up to mic four?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Fine. Hunter Education is, the field day is coming up on Sunday, March 29th. It's for kids and adults, and there's a field day at the gun range on Sunday. The class starts at 10. Before you go out for field day, you have to finish an online course and take a test, and then you can participate in field day. Get more information by calling Hillary, and she can let you know what you need to bring and what you need to do. And her phone number is 907-772-3801. The class starts at 10 on Sunday, but the range itself will be closed to the public from 9 to 5 for the Hunter Education Field Day. That's on Sunday. Bingo on Friday night. The menu is beef stroganoff with rolls and mini apple pies if Joyce feels good enough to cook them. She's down with a cold right now. Anyway, bingo opens. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30, and a hearty meal this Friday night. That's at the Sons of Norway Hall upstairs. Then on the 20th, Jean was talking about the annual Lutheran Church basement sale, and that will be on April 18th from 10 to 2, and it's a Saturday, of course. And then over in the Holy Cross House, there'll be soup, bread, bake sale, and the books. Down in the basement, there'll be everything from kitchen stuff to clothes, jewelry, plants, small furniture, electronics, and all the proceeds will support community programs. And they have a new schedule for dropping stuff off. Don't just drop it off now. You can drop items off for the sale April 6th through the 10th from 4 to 6 in the evening, or on Saturday, April 11th from 10 to 1. And if you want to know more, you can call Iwana Ward at 907-518-1425. Again, only drop stuff off during those designated drop-off times. And that is a very popular activity, again, Saturday, April 18th, for the annual Lutheran basement sale. Sally also mentioned the Pioneer Tea is happening at the Holy Cross House on the 11th. That's Saturday, April 11th, from 1 to 3. It's very fancy. There's delicious food, savory and sweet finger food, teas, beautiful teacups and pots. And it's $20 each, and fancy hats encouraged. You can get your tickets at Lee's Clothing. And the funds will be for scholarships. It's a fundraiser for high school students that the Pioneers do. There'll also be live music from Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronland. Again, the Pioneer Tea on April 11th. And there is a Rose Smalling teacher coming to town April 20th, and the classes will be from the 21st through Saturday, whatever day that is. So Tuesday through Saturday, there will be class the 25th. And the beginner classes are the first couple days, I think, are for if you have some painting skills. The beginner class is on Saturday. And so Friday is a free day if you're catching up on a project. Otherwise, it's $50 per day per person. That's upstairs at the Sons of Norway. They provide the paint and lunch. And it's the Ous style. If you're a Rose Smaller, you know what that means. And then on the 20th, they'll have a meet and greet so you can meet the teacher, cookies and coffee, and a video, and the time for that will be announced. For more information on this Rose Smalling class, you can call Sally, 518-0601, or Polly at 518-0866, or look for beautiful posters up around town. I think that might be it.
I think that might be everything.
I think that's everything, yes.
Okay. Well, Julie, thanks for coming on and helping us host.
Yeah, you bet. Well, glad you're back. And, glad so much is going on. I feel kind of bad. I've been trying to sneak some April things into the morning announcements because March is so busy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, should we be so lucky?
Right? I know, really. Mm-hmm. It's a very busy little town. So thanks to everyone who called in. That's very informative.